This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. Basketball started bouncing in mostly empty area gymnasiums a few weeks ago after Region 5 of Illinois' COVID resurgence plan moved into Phase 4 mitigation, which allowed for the playing of high-risk sports. Because fan attendance at basketball games is limited to 50 people, schools from junior highs to high schools to community colleges are placing their contests on various video platforms to reach the largest possible audience. Because the decision to play came about in such a hurry, some schools had to scramble to obtain the necessary equipment and learn how to provide the video streams. Jonesboro District 43 Athletic Director Josh Staples says their YouTube channel, called Jonesboro 43 Livestream, is still a work in progress.
We are still trying to figure everything out. Unfortunately, myself personally, it's a new experience for me. It's a new experience for a lot of us involved. Yes, we did have a game. We were able to stream the JV game perfectly, but as soon as we stopped streaming the JV game and tried to start the varsity game, that's when we lost our stream. And that's when, I did about three of the four quarters on my phone, went Facebook Live.
Staples says it was his idea for the YouTube channel because he wanted to reach an audience beyond the school district and allow access to fans of the visiting schools.
I figured this would be something that we can build on this year. I knew going into it would be a headache. I knew I would get more gray hairs out of it just because, like you said earlier, we're going from, starting very, very quickly within a week, trying to rush and get this stuff up and going. But my thought was, if we can get this going this year, let's continue it next year because you've got grandparents, you've got aunt, uncles, you've got people out of town.
Some area high schools, such as West Frankfort, anticipated limited crowds if games were played. So Redbirds Athletic Director Angie Jalek says they were proactive as early as last summer at searching out potential video platforms.
We settled on Huddle Focus in a YouTube channel that we've created to live stream our games, and we wanted to keep it free for our fans. We felt like they were already shortchanged not being able to be at the games in person.
She says because they could use some existing technology, the West Frankfort Athletics District 168 channel made the most sense.
We already had a Huddle account, from what I understand, for years. Football used it, basketball, volleyball, I believe. But what we did was we just increased our coverage and our capabilities by purchasing the Huddle Focus camera, which is a smart camera that uploads games and practices to Huddle without restrictions or any added fees. And then we can record, upload, and live stream all automatically to our YouTube channel.
DuQuoin High School was also early in securing a streaming platform, but it went a different route from West Frankfort. DuQuoin Athletic Director Derek Beard says they determined the best option was the National Federation of State High School Associations, or NFHS, network.
NFHS came out with a deal this summer where you could buy two cameras and get them installed for free. So there was a little bit of a discount there, so we went ahead and did it. For us, it's easy to schedule. We can video practice every day, and all we have to do is type the times into a computer, and it automatically videos it, and then we can download it, and coaches can put it into Huddle. Our superintendent suggested that we go ahead and buy a subscription so that our fans could watch our home games for free. So we paid extra for that. If you want to watch anything on the road, you do have to pay the subscription. But, we couldn't control that. All we could control is what we're recording, and broadcasting at home.
One of the more sophisticated productions is at Vianna High School, where students and community volunteers run a four-camera video live stream on the Vianna Eagles YouTube channel with play-by-play.
Vianna opens in a zone, long shot from the corner, no good, and once again, Rush with the rebound. She rushes into the front court, all the way into the paint, crossover dribble, off the glass and in.
Vianna Athletic Director David Hill.
We've got one stationary camera fixed on the scoreboard, which is a little inset in each in the video. So we've got that stationary camera on that, and then we've got one wide angle that we go from, and then there's another stationary one for zooms, and then there's one that they have that's remote that they can carry around. And they videoed our kids with our viewing party up in our commons area, which is a separate location that we've opened up for a group of kids to come up and watch the ball games when we're at home.
One of the top junior college men's basketball teams in the country resides at John A. Logan College in Carterville, Academic advisor Steve O'Keefe says his research determined their demographic uses YouTube more than any other platform, so he created the Logan Vols TV YouTube channel.
What we're able to do, because we've been a little ahead of the curve on streaming our games, we own the equipment that allows us to do a little more than just show the game. If you see our production, it looks like a regular network production. The score is on there, and we also tie it into the play-by-play that is carried on our radio network.
Logan wins the tip, and here comes Cam Alford. Volunteers have the ball first. Alford hands the ball off to McKinney. They swing on the left side, Irvin.
You don't just get to watch the game. You actually get to hear it with the play-by-play, and I think that really makes for a good experience for our viewers.
Logan has had several players move on to four-year schools, and O'Keefe says the YouTube channel is a great resource for coaches at four-year colleges.
We're at a time right now where they can't come onto our campus to recruit kids because of COVID restrictions. So the fact that they have the ability to watch them play, to be able to pause video, go back and see it, and get the commentary along with it so they know exactly who they're watching.
All of these officials say they plan to use their platforms to live stream games and other school events in the future, even after the pandemic is over. I'm Brad Palmer.